Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings, I'm Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. This is the second of my reports from the Academic Freedom Bill hearings held in Louisiana state legislatures recently. One very amusing and revealing episode that took place during the hearing was the testimony of Barbara Forrest, a well-known critic of intelligent design and a professor of philosophy at Southeastern Louisiana State University. As far as the facts are concerned, her testimony made many false statements. As far as her opinion and tone is concerned, she came off as highly conspiratorial to everyone in the room. First, listen to some of Dr. Forrest's false statements.
The Discovery Institute's aggressive strategy to get intelligent design into public school science classes.
But of course, the truth is that Discovery Institute opposes mandating intelligent design in public schools. In fact, at least since our first involvement in a major public policy battle in Ohio in 2001 and 2002, Discovery Institute has opposed mandating ID in public schools. In fact, a major part of my job here at Discovery is to be in contact with teachers and school board members and other educators and legislators.
Ohio in 2001 and 2002, Discovery Institute has opposed mandating ID in public schools. In fact, a major part of my job is to be in contact with teachers, school board members, and legislators around the United States where I explain to them that we oppose mandating ID into public schools. Forrest also made another objectively false claim as well.
Access Research Network, which is a Discovery Institute auxiliary organization.
This quote is amusing.
In theorist fashion, Forrest wants to promote a picture of the ID debate where Discovery Institute is this monolithic organization that is pulling all kinds of strings of all people all around the country. If you don't believe me, listen to the ominous conspiratorial warning that she gave the Louisiana legislature when trying to persuade them of her conspiracy theory.
Discovery Institute is watching your every move.
Are you kidding me?
Discovery Institute is watching your every move.
Sometimes you just have to sit back and laugh at the arguments put forth by Darwinists to oppose academic freedom. And my question now is, who is watching whose every move? When I came to Louisiana last week, Forrest and I walked into the legislature together, where she asked me who I was staying with. Why does Barbara Forrest care who I am staying with, unless she is trying to track my moves? Later that morning, she asked Carolyn Crocker where she lived and whether she worked for Discovery Institute. By the way, Dr. Crocker does not work for Discovery Institute. In fact, Barbara Forrest's entire book, Creationism's Trojan Horse, is filled with tracking the affiliations, beliefs, and backgrounds of ID proponents, always trying to tie them to religious groups and always ignoring their scientific affiliations. So who is tracking whose every move here? Forrest's conspiracy theory doesn't stop there. She goes on to say that academic freedom bills are really about using, quote, old creationist code language, unquote, to insert creationism into schools. Let's hear what Dr. Forrest has to say.
With their strategy exposed, Discovery Institute creationists are now promoting their codenamed Model Academic Freedom Statute on Evolution. The only trick they have left to get ID into public schools is to resurrect old creationist code words such as academic freedom.
I don't even have any idea what creationist code language is, but let's try to imagine just how huge this conspiracy must be if Forrest's theory is correct. Senator Nevers' bill, the Louisiana Academic Freedom Bill, simply provides that Louisiana schools shall, quote, create and foster an environment within public and elementary and secondary schools that promotes critical thinking skills, logical analysis, and open and objective discussion of scientific theories being studied, including but not limited to evolution, the origins of life, global warming, and human cloning, unquote. Moreover, the bill, and Nevers, expressly states that it does not protect the teaching of religion.
I'm just, I'm blown away by people thinking that I'm some kind of stealth bomber or some kind of secret agent that's on a mission to teach religion in our school systems when I plainly state in this bill that no religion will be taught.
The bill clearly states, quote, this section shall not be construed to promote any religious doctrine, to promote discrimination for or against a particular set of religious beliefs, or to promote discrimination for or against religion or non-religion, unquote. So what Forrest's conspiracy theory requires is that when a bill protects the use of, quote, critical thinking skills, logical analysis, and open and objective discussion of scientific theories, unquote, and says that, quote, this section shall not be construed to promote any religious doctrine, unquote, that all of the teachers in the state really think that somehow it actually means to insert creationist religion into the classroom. Barbara Forrest's conspiracy theory is false beyond belief. Of course, the truth is that there is no conspiracy here. Rather, there's widespread concern about the academic freedom that is being curtailed in the classroom for teachers to discuss both the scientific strengths and scientific weaknesses of controversial scientific theories, including but not limited to evolution. Discovery Institute is concerned about this situation and this problem, and so are a lot of other people around the country, including legislators who have now submitted academic freedom bills in no fewer than 6 states alone this year. This doesn't mean there's a conspiracy. It means there's a problem, and that a lot of people are concerned about it. And Forrest's creationist conspiracy theory proves the need for this kind of legislation. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast signing off. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.